This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day state visit to Mauritius beginning Tuesday. Briefing media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, India's relations with Mauritius is rooted in shared history, culture, and very strong and robust people-to-people ties that goes back several centuries. Mr. Misri said, Mauritius is one of India's key partners in the Indian Ocean and close maritime neighbour. He said it was in Mauritius in 2015, Prime Minister had articulated Vision Sagar, security and growth for all in the region, which underscored India's commitment to the Indian Ocean region. The Foreign Secretary said, India has a strong development partnership with Mauritius. He said relationship between both nations have deepened significantly in the last 10 years. Mr. Misri said, the visit will enable both sides to take stock of bilateral ties. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been invited as the chief guest at the National Day celebrations of Mauritius. The Foreign Secretary said a contingent of Indian Defence Forces, a ship of Indian Navy and Indian Air Force Akash Ganga skydiving contingent to participate in Mauritius National Day. The second part of budget session of Parliament will begin tomorrow. The second phase of the session, which will continue till the 4th of April, will have 20 sittings. During the session, discussion and voting on demands for grants for the year 2025-26 and related appropriation bill will take place. Besides, several legislations including the Banking Laws Amendment Bill, the Coastal Shipping Bill 2024, the Tribhuvan Sahakari University Bill, the Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025 and the Railways Amendment Bill will be taken up for discussion and passage. The first part of the budget session of Parliament was held from 31st January to 13 February. President Draupadi Murmu had addressed both Houses of Parliament and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had presented the Union Budget during the first part of the session. The Lok Sabha had recorded 112% productivity during the first part. Delhi government has approved Mahila Samriddhi Yojana to provide 2,500 rupees per month to poor women. This was announced by Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta during a press conference. She said on the occasion of International Women's Day, a cabinet meeting of Delhi government was held in which the scheme was approved. She added that a budgetary provision of 5,100 crore rupees has been made for the implementation of the scheme. A committee has been formed under chairmanship of Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta for the implementation of the scheme. The committee also includes Delhi Ministers Ashish Sood, Pervesh Sahib Singh and Kapil Mishra as members. Delhi CEM said that a portal will soon be launched to start the registration process for the Mahila Samriddhi Yojana. Aadhaar-based EKYC and advanced technology will be used to ensure transparency, efficiency and seamless disbursement of financial benefits to the women. Mrs. Gupta said the Delhi government will work to ensure the safety and prosperity of the women of the national capital. Myanmar state media has reported that the military government will hold elections in December or January. Local media reported that junta chief Ming Aung Hlaing said the votes will be free and fair and that 53 political parties have already submitted their list to participate. It will be the first election since the military toppled Myanmar's democratically elected government in a coup in February 2021. In cricket, India will take on New Zealand in the final of ICC Champions Trophy 2025 in Dubai today. The highly anticipated title clash is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. IST. Team India remains unbeaten in the tournament, having secured a 44-run victory over the Kiwis in the group stage. New Zealand won all their remaining matches, setting the stage for an exciting showdown. In the Women's Premier League, WPL, UP Warriors defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 12 runs at the Ikana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow last night. Chasing a target of 226 runs, Royal Challengers Bengaluru were bowled out for 213 in 19.3 overs. For Bengaluru, Richa Ghosh top scored with 69 runs off 33 balls, while Sneh Rana played a quick cameo, scoring 26 runs off just 6 balls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.